Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Oh, no.
Kevin,
oh,
get the cowbell.
Gavin, you can't find the cowbell.
Didn't you throw it at Katie earlier in the
yes.
week?
I think I did.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
We found it.
106.5 The Edge.
What shouldn't be this complicated? What has no business being as complicated as it is? 916-766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. The reason we want to talk about this is because, Gavin, you are absolutely over something.
I am. I already have a very low threshold for BS when it comes to unsubscribing from junk email.
Oh, yeah.
But it is out of control. It's out of control. It's getting harder. It used to be that if you got junk email all the time that you somehow subscribe to some way. Sometimes you did it on purpose. Like
sometimes
a Bath and Body Works.
I used to sign you up for stuff. Remember that?
Oh my God, you did?
Yeah. For like a year and a half, I'd sign you up for stuff.
That's bullying.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Should I go to HR about
that?
Oh
my God, please do. Please do.
Remember back in the day, the only way to unsubscribe is to reply and write unsubscribe?
Well,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's even harder.
Right.
Because that used to be, and it would take you to, you'd click, there's a teeny tiny font at
right.
the bottom of the email.
And that's what it is now, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to find it, click on it, takes you to another website, then you had to click unsubscribe. Well, now, what I'm finding with most of these companies is when they take you to another website, you have to fill out a questionnaire.
Yeah, right. Why do you want to unsubscribe? Now,
bitch, it's because you're junk!
You know what? Something that is harder than it should be. Trying to decide, like, when your meat is done on the grill.
That's not hard.
No, but, like, not, like, edible. Not, like, it's not raw anymore. But it's, like, I want rare. I want medium.
That's
I
not,
want...
That's
not really that hard.
That's what a meat thermometer does
right.
for you. You just stick it in, and it literally tells you when it's whatever temperature you want.
Okay,
you can
you
do the hand thing where you push it.
Yeah, that's... How do I know what the inside of it is, like, based on my hand?
Well, it's the texture, it's like you push it down.
This is medium rare right here, the web of your thumb.
Okay, how right. am I going to touch it? It's hot on the barbecue.
I mean, it's not hot. It's so hot you can't touch it.
I didn't know that you had cast iron fingertips.
I mean, listen, that's what Rain's talking about. It does work, but that's like old school frontier.
Yeah, because that's what my dad always tells me to do. He's like, if it's this, right. and I was like, you look like you're signing something for me.
Just get a meat thermometer.
I have one, but you don't
use it then.
You don't use a meat thermometer for like if you're grilling a chicken breast outside.
You absolutely do. I especially with chicken. I plug my meat thermometer in with everything I grill.
So when you grill, you like get the meat.
Yes.
You get your flippers and all those things.
They're spatulas.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes.
You take that outside and along with the accoutrements, you bring your meat thermometer.
My meat thermometer, I keep with my grill. I keep it under my grill because I plug it into my grill. I mean, if I'm cooking something I don't know how to cook or I'm unsure how to cook.
Well, then how do you know what temperature each one should be?
Well, I know by now I've memorized it, but you can Google it.
Oh, God, if I Google it, they're going to give me a recipe and the recipe's going to start like, when my wife,
no,
Carol,
not.
And I used to go down to
no.
the pier.
Okay, all right, first of all, I had a whole bunch of listener comments about things that were harder to do than others, like installing a printer or applying for a job, killing mosquitoes or flies, falling asleep, that's you.
Yeah.
Insurance, cutting a straight line with scissors has really thrown somebody off. But listen, this seems like a bigger problem than we need to deal with
Google,
right now.
I'm not interested.
Well, I will Google it for you
right,
then.
While Gavin is doing that, someone texted in at 73389 and said, math for Katie. because
okay,
it's
you know what?
I'm good at.
Listen to me. There are so many things I'm good at that a lot of people can't do at all. So I don't want to hear this crap about you're bad at math. Okay, I'm very good at a lot of other things, and people don't like people don't criticize somebody because they can't sing a tune. I have the voice of an angel, but if somebody can't sing, people are just like, well, them's the breaks.
Well, it's nature. They're just tone deaf. Okay, so here we go.
Oh my God.
Quick Google. In fact, you can even get all kinds of fun graphics that you can print out and keep right on your grill. Steak, 145. Poultry, 165. Mm-hmm. I go 170 just to make sure.
There you go.
Pork, 145.
This is the most boring segment we've ever done.
You're the one that's thrown off by how to cook temperature food.
So do you have a meat thermometer?
Yes.
Have you ever used...
For a turkey? Like a normal person?
Okay, once a year.
Well, that's a start.
Right. And why do you use it?
And you know what? Time out. I eat turkey more than once a year, okay? I don't know
You'll cook a whole turkey more than once a year?
Yeah, sometimes we call it fake Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew this.
You didn't?
No.
Why can you only have mashed potatoes, turkey, and stuffing one time a year? That doesn't make any sense.
Because
why
it's
not
a pain in the ass to make Thanksgiving.
Have fake Thanksgiving. Fakesgiving. It's fun.
It takes like 4 hours to cook.
What do I have to do?
I guess not
so
a
what's,
lot.
What's the purpose of the meat thermometer and the turkey?
To make sure that the turkey's cooked.
So what's the temperature for turkey?
Yeah.
I have to look it up.
Oh, my God.